I wanted to make something sacred to change the young mind of all the world. Michel Sidoux said to me, I want to make a new picture with you. What do you want to do? I say, Dune. And he said, yes.
I didn't read Dune, but I have a friend who said it was fantastic.
His vision was so huge, so beyond what anybody else was doing at that time, things that George Lucas wasn't even going to try with Star Wars. It's enormous.
Part of Hollywood's genius was finding the right people.
Okay, here's the deal. Before David Lynch directed his big-budget version of Frank Herbert's Dune, the film was being developed by Chilean filmmaker Alejandro Jodorowsky. A bold choice for the film in the 70s, Jodorowsky assembled a fantastic team of designers, artists, and actors to bring the vision of the movie to life. The new documentary, Jodorowsky's Dune, examines what was being planned for the film and why the project eventually collapsed. As a diehard fan of Lynch's Dune, I found the movie to be fascinating, though not necessarily the best vision. Still, it offers a keen look at the bizarre nature of filmmaking in the 70s and the crazy choices that were being made at the time. It also shows a tragic and ever-present gap between art and business in Hollywood, which neither side seems to fully understand. If you want a glimpse into what could have been, for better or for worse, this is a great documentary to check out. Jodorowsky's Dune gets 3 stars out of 5. This is Kevin Carr, and that's the way I see it.